Bolton's Armed Forces Champion is backing a new major redesign of Remembrance Poppies. The Royal British Legion's Poppy Appeal 2023 is launching a new poppy, the first redesign of the historic symbol for a generation. Remembrance Poppies will be plastic-free and recyclable for the first time this year in a move to reduce single-use plastics. And Councillor Ryan Bamforth, Bolton's Council's Armed Services Champion, said he thinks it is a great move. He said, "In the past 100 years, the poppy has been made from numerous materials, silk, metal, felt, cotton and plastics. 2023 sees the poppy turning to fully recycled paper. I see this as a good move and shows how the Royal British Legion and by extension the Poppy Appeal are evolving with the times. Many old poppies end up in general waste, but these new poppies can go into a recycling bin. The process of making these is also friendlier to the environment. Getting rid of single-use plastics is always a good idea when possible." The annual campaign calls for the public to wear a poppy as a show of solidarity towards the armed forces community in the lead-up to Remembrance Sunday. It also raises vital funds to support veterans, serving personnel and their families all year round. The charity said it has been developing the plastic-free poppy for the past 3 years as part of its efforts to become more sustainable and reduce its use of single-use plastic. The new flowers are made from 100% paper, produced from a blend of renewable fibres from responsible sources, and the Royal British Legion said 50% of the paper also comes from the offcuts created during the production of paper coffee cups. The poppies feature a black centre embossed with the words "Poppy Appeal" and no longer have a plastic stem or centre. They can be fastened with a pin in the stem, worn in a buttonhole, or a stick-on version is available. It is the first redesign of the poppies since the mid-1990s and the latest in a series of designs since it was first used to raise funds in 1921 following the First World War.